keeping you up to date on everything Padres all season long. It's Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition,
coming to you from the AMR studio.
Padres Social Hour presented by United with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler, hanging out on a beautiful Thursday in San Diego.
I love it.
We've talked coaching staff. We've talked trades. Let's talk prospects. Some of the top Padre prospects have been hanging out here this week at Petco Park. And yesterday had an opportunity to chit-chat with a couple of the young up-and-comers in the Padre organization.
Nice.
Yeah, check it out. All right, let's catch up with outfielder Nick Torres. Nick, from a distance, my distance here, 2015 seemed like a pretty big year for you. What was it like?
It was fun. I definitely had some ups and downs, and I was lucky and fortunate enough to get, you know, some good opportunities. You know, I worked pretty hard when I was in Fort Wayne, and just some things worked out for me to get moved up. I learned a lot. I got the opportunity to play in the fall league. That was a good experience. Good for me to see, you know, how I stack up against some of these other top players in the minor league. So yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Carlos Belen joins us now, another 19-year-old in the Padres system. I hear you've got a great personality. I hear you're one of the guys that helps out, you know, your teammates. Talk to me a little bit about that, helping out the other guys on your team.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a good teammate for my team, right? I'm trying for the team be comfortable with us, and just try for be a good team, right? Good communication, good everything.
All right, another young Padre, and I mean young. This was his first pro season, 2015, the right-handed pitcher from Park Vista High School in Boynton Beach, Florida. Austin Smith joins us. 9 starts under your belt now. How'd they go?
Oh, they went good. It was definitely a very good experience. First season coming into a lot of big things. Just going out there and competing. Basically working hard with my teammates, trying to just get better at pitching and just location and stuff like that.
Sometimes when those opportunities come, we hear a guy say, you know, something clicked for him, whether it was a mechanical thing, a psychological thing, whatever. Did you ever feel like you had a moment like that or a couple of moments like that this year?
I don't know that I would say I had a single moment, but it was just a gradual maturing, both physically and mentally. There was some things that I knew I needed to work on, you know, mentally, definitely refining my approach and continuing just to mature and understand my swing, understand my approach, and, you know, using those things, my strengths to my advantages, and, you know, that way I can move forward and really build off my own strengths.
Next, we're going to catch up with one of the shortstops in the Padres system, who we talked a lot about this year. We talked about you very regularly because you had a really nice season at Fort Wayne. Rudy Giron is here. You hit .285 with the Tin Caps this season. How was 2015 for you?
Was a good season. In my old season, I was working a lot, and for that, for have a good season, you know. And this season, I just working every day, early work.
I hate to bring up the age again, but what, you're 19 now?
19.
You're 19. Like, is it crazy to you? Like, did you think as a 12-year-old that as a 19-year-old you'd be playing professional baseball? I'm sure you dreamed of it.
Yeah.
But did you, like, you take a moment to be like, man, this is really happening?
Oh, yeah, I did, but I never would have thought that I'd be where I am today.
Really? What did you think you were going to be doing at 19?
College.
Yeah? It's like a normal kid, like the rest of us?
Yeah.
All right, Austin Smith, second-round pick in 2015, heading into his first full pro season. Great to have you here, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Is the tougher transition for guys, you think, psychological or physical when they enter pro ball?
I think it's definitely psychological. You know, I absolutely scuffled in my first short season year when I came out of college, and I think one of the biggest things for me was adjusting to the different style of play. You know, it's awesome that in the minor leagues that development is, you know, the main thing. And I came from a program where, you know, we'd been winning for 3 years. And so it was different for me to have to put that, not completely, but a little bit on the back burner. And for me to really focus on getting better every day rather than going out and, you know, how can we win as a team? And it was something that you have to adjust to. And I think it obviously, you know, teams get more tight-knit. I saw that absolutely in Fort Wayne and even in Elsinore, although we struggled. But, you know, the more tight-knit teams definitely win, the teams with good chemistry. But, in our organization, I would assume in any development takes, definitely the driver's seat.
Yeah, you've heard that from guys. 2015, a good year, very good year for Nick Torres. Hopefully 2016, even better. Do you consider yourself a vocal leader, a loud guy in the clubhouse? Not necessarily screaming, but, as far as trying to get everybody on the same page, is that how you get that done?
Yeah. Joke every time.
Yeah. Smiles, laughs, jokes, and trying to get everybody on the same page. Have you always been like that, even when you were younger?
Yep.
You were that guy.
Yeah.
Every team needs that guy, doesn't it?
I got it.
You got it. Carlos Belen. Good luck next season. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too.
All right, very cool. Some of the Padres prospects that were in town this week. You know what's funny with these minor league guys, RJ? We always sort of see their names and their stats, but getting to see them as guys.
Right.
That's nice, I think, for fans. You don't often get that, except maybe a little bit at spring training.
It's funny, watch these young guys, and like they said, physically, all of a sudden you're playing 160 games, 6 months or 7 months of grinding it, and that little bit of fatigue. And it's the mental fatigue, not the physical. That mental fatigue is what – it has to show up, and they have to learn a lot from that.
Absolutely. Let's check this out. Corey Brock tweeted this yesterday. MLB Pipeline, rankings of the Padres prospects. Jose Torres, who came over in the Alonso deal yesterday, number 22. Team has added their top prospect, their number 3 prospect, their numbers 14, 18, 19, and 22nd best prospects in recent deals. Think about that.
Well,
that's wild.
That's wild, but that bodes well for the future.
Oh, yeah,
that's
huge.
That's what it's telling you.
That's prellering right
that's
there.
That's right. You're building a franchise. You're building an organization.
Blooper, can you put that back up again? How many of those? I'm not good at counting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5 of the top 22 prospects in the Padres organization have been added, basically 6. I really can't count. 6 of the top 22 prospects, thank you, Mike Grace, have been added recently. That's almost a third. Huh?
Yeah, no, that's impressive. Very impressive.
Very much so. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk some basketball, Randy Jones. Petco Park style.
I'm going to go see Bill Walton when we get done.
Will you introduce me? I haven't met him yet.
Really? Good guy.
Yeah.
Good
man. I know. I've always wanted to. Will you?
Sure.
You've known him for a long time.
Yeah, you weren't here when we had him.
No, I know. I wasn't here the day we had him on.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk hoops when we come back. Be transported out of San Diego and into a winter wonderland right here at Petco Park. Holiday Wonderland, presented by Jerome's Furniture, opens tomorrow night at 4:30 p.m. Don't miss your chance to see Santa and play in the snow. It's holiday fun for the entire family. Info and tickets at Padres.com/holiday, Padres.com/holiday. We hoop it up when we come back. Padres Social Hour, presented by United.
Helping you keep up with your Padres all year long. We'll be back with more of Padres Social Hour, the off-season edition. Coming to you from the AMR studio.